It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hello, this is Michelle Pearson, and I'm your host for tonight's show. I thank you for being with us for Your Health, Your Choice. And over the last few weeks, we've been discussing your health and the chemistry that runs your body. Tonight, we're going to be discussing your health and your hormones. And this fits right in with our other blogs and wellness group teachings that we're putting out this month. You can find and avail yourself of all of those at thepictureofhealth.com. So tonight, we're going to talk about your health and your hormones and some foundational principles that affect those hormones coming from the design, that magnificent divine design of your body. I want to start tonight's show off in the spiritual aspect of your divine design and give you some scriptures that give you that foundation and a better understanding of how to work with the design to produce health instead of against it, which produces disease. From Isaiah 54, verse 5 through 7, the scripture says, "Because the one who made you will be your husband, the one who's called the commander of heavenly armies, he will set you right again. It's not for nothing that he's called the God of all the earth, for the eternal has called you to come back home. Now God is pulling you close again. He will take you back, and you will be reconciled." And that's one of the key points I want to pull out in tonight, is the understanding that as a believer in Christ, living as Christ, we have been redeemed from death and sin and destruction. We've been redeemed and reconciled into that three-part being back to the original divine design. The scriptures that tell us that come from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, where the scripture says, "God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," Elohim is the word for God then, "let us make mankind in our image." So God created man in his own image, in the image and likeness of Elohim. He created him, male and female, he created them. In the word for God, Elohim, that's where we find the Trinity, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's important to note that he used this term for himself in this scripture in saying we were made in that image. So we were made a three-part being, the three in one that are all unique parts but never operating separate from each other. The three in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are three unique personalities of the Godhead, but they never operate independent of one another. In the same manner, in likeness, we, spirit, soul, and body, those three components of our being, do not interact or separate from each other. Whatever influences one area will have a counter reaction and reaction in the other two areas. When we understand and apply that principle, we can much better work with the design to produce health. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, the scripture says, "May the God of peace make you his own completely, set you apart from the rest. May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved, be kept intact, and be wholly free from any sort of blame." So you have three key components there. You'll be preserved. You'll be kept intact. And be wholly free. Galatians 5:16 and 18 in the Amplified says, "Walk and live responsive to, controlled by, and guided by the Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh." So in that verse also, we have that component of the spirit, the soul, and the body. in John chapter 10, verses 17 through 19, it says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my own life to take it back again. I lay it down voluntarily. I'm authorized and I have the power to lay it down and take it back again. That indicates to us that while we voluntarily lay down the desires of our flesh, we also have the authority to take that back up in the power of Christ and to live as that reconciled, redeemed man. These are powerful scriptures that work for us to help once we understand if we work with the design of the body, if we work with the design of our creation, it produces health instead of disease. In John chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus said, "I desire that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me." When we apply the design to our choices, then the world around us has the opportunity to see that power at work in our lives toward health and healing and ask why. The why is so that the world may believe and be convinced that the Father has sent Jesus to redeem and reconcile us. Isn't that powerful? Now, there's more to it than just simply knowing those scriptures. They have to actually influence our heart and impact our choices so that we voluntarily lay things down that are not good and strong for the body, and we willingly take up those things that do increase our strength and joy. Tonight, we can make that decision. In order to walk in real results, we must walk out choices that are in agreement with that divine design. In the same way you are created, spirit, soul, and body, your body is created as a three-part structure. It's chemical, it's structural, and it's electrical. If you work against that design, it produces disease. If you work with that design, it produces health every single time. You work with the design, it works for you. At any one time, our body will be expressing itself in one of these three phases of response. If we're working well with the design and in agreement with God's word about being reconciled and redeemed through Christ, and by his stripes we were healed, if our choices are agreeing with that belief, our body will respond by being in health. If we're working against the design, our choices will put us in continued threat and eventually will lead to crisis. You know, one of the ways we offer to evaluate where you are in the process on how well your choices are in agreement with the design and Word of God, that's our free health quiz. And everyone can take that. I invite you to go to thepictureofhealth.com and click on that free health quiz. And just put it off and take the free health quiz, and then you'll be given a link to how it scores that. So you kind of get a checkup on how well your choices are working with the design to produce health or not, and what you can do to change that. So you can find that at thepictureofhealth.com. You know, there are basically three primary causes of disease and dysfunction, just three, and that really narrows it down. So we start making choices with these in mind. The three primary causes of disease and dysfunction are insufficiency, toxicity, and trauma. So we begin to make our choices in the seven essentials for health to correct areas of insufficiency, to eliminate areas of toxicity, and to protect ourselves against trauma, so that we can recover and restore and renew and revitalize the physical body that responds to the choices we make in the spirit and in the soul. As a reminder, those seven essentials for health, which you can also get on our website, are what you believe, that's with your heart, what you think and say, that's your mind, will, and emotions, what you eat, drink, exercise, how you rest, not if, and what you breathe. You know, we can look at our magnificent design and see exactly what is impacting and influencing our hormone system. We can learn by our choices how to flip the switch to hormonal health. That's something that Doc and I spent an hour last night on in the Joshua groups. If you haven't plugged into that, that's a free monthly webinar, professional clinical level education, every month, one full hour, pouring into you, clinical level education. Doc and I together have over 1,000 hours in nutrition and other continuing education, pouring into these webinars that we offer to you. So get signed up for those at thepictureofhealth.com. But tonight I want to offer you a free gift. If you haven't plugged in there, last night we did a call called Flip the Switch to Hormonal Health. And it's a one-hour professional-level instruction on hormonal health and how you flip that switch, how you reboot and reset your circuit breakers. You can do it. God gives us the design and the knowledge on how to do it. So I encourage you, go to the website, thepictureofhealth.com, and click on the link where it says, click here to flip your switch and reset, reboot your circuit breakers, and get that free one-hour webinar that talks about your health and your hormones. And then join us on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed for your questions, for answers, and of course, every week here, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central with Doc and I, for your health, your choice. I encourage you, we're putting out there professional clinical level information, education, activation steps, and above all, revelation on how you can work with your divinely designed body to produce health instead of disease. I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson. We thank you for being with us for this episode of Your Health, Your Choice, and I invite you to join me again next week. We'll be continuing, I'm getting tongue-tied here at the end of the episode, but we'll be continuing with our discussion on your health, your hormones, and your choices all month long. As I close today's show, I remind you, be a champion, live differently, live fully in health today. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by thepictureofhealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.